Hi, this is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Show. I'm going to be your host for the next 55 minutes. This is a call-in show, so I am going to be doing readings. If you have not listened to my show before, I want to suggest that you go to my website, which is starofthemagi.com, StarOfTheMagi.com, Star of the Magi, and just check out what's going on there. You can look up your birthday card, you can see what I'm up to, and I'll be referring to some of the pages on there perhaps during the show. The call-in numbers for the show are 530-327-7602. The toll-free number, 888-815-9756. If you want to email me with a question during the show, call-in number is 888-815-9756, yes. Okay, and if you want to email me during the show to ask me a question, you can send that email to starofthemagi@earthlink.net. Now, when you want to know about your birthday or you want to know about a relationship with somebody else, I need month and day birthdays. If you want to know what's going on with your cards right now, I need your age as well, present age. So the system that I'm using, if you're not familiar with it, is an ancient science that is based on the regular deck of playing cards. I'm not throwing cards as in fortune telling. If you look on my website, on the nav bar it says the cards. You can see on that page as you scroll down the relationship between the cards and the calendar and the spreads that are used to read the cards. So every day I put the card of the day up on my website. I also have a way that you can sign up to receive that in your email freely. And today is September 2nd. It's a Nine of Diamonds day. And the Nine of Diamonds is a card of the universal giver. Each and every day has very specific intentions that it brings with it. There are lessons to be learned. There are opportunities for giving. There are ways to express ourselves or move in certain directions that will bring greater opportunities. And when we choose to be in alignment with what's going on numerologically and in the cards, it creates a platform that gives us a greater perspective, so that we can see where we are in time. And that's what this system is all about. I have a couple of books I've written, and at the bottom of my homepage, there's a carousel of books and CDs, and my two books are in there. On my products page, there are also some books and things that I recommend. So I'm always telling people about these books, so I decided to put them on my website so I could just direct people easily. Today is a day where we learn about partnerships. This is one of the first things. You know, this day is about giving. And the Nine of Diamonds loves to communicate. And because it's the second day of September, a two-day, that also is a number of communication. So it's a great day to have a radio show. It's a wonderful day to be interacting and communicating with one another. What I put on the card of the day today on my website is that partnerships could be favored today. However, there might be obstacles to work through, or with someone at work, there may be something going on. Either way, partnerships are likely to be a focus at some point in the day. Now, this is true whether it's something that we're thinking about or something that actually occurs. And it's a time to actually work those things out in our own mind, because the Nine of Diamonds day, any day that's governed by a nine, is telling us that perhaps we want to let go of something that we've been carrying with us so that we can create the space for something new to open up. Nines are always about letting go. Letting go, endings, sometimes loss. Letting go of something that no longer serves us so we can open the door to something greater. And this can also have to do with our values and with money, since it's the diamond suit, and the diamond suit governs our values and governs money. So it's a time, like every day, where we want to make wise choices in our communication. The reason I say that is because some days it's easier to be present in our communication, and some days we're challenged. So being aware of the possibilities of the challenges being present gives us a heads up to be more present in our communication. This has also been a restless day, and a day that invites the employment of flexibility and versatility. And I noticed that some today, that, you know, I'd be doing one thing and all of a sudden I'd jump up and start doing something else. So that energy has been present. This is an excellent day to network with people, especially if the focus is on the enhancement of the quality of life for others. This card is known as a universal giver. And so when we extend ourselves in some way, even if it's a smile. You know, I have Facebook, and somebody, or I'm on Facebook, I should say, and somebody wrote something on Facebook the other day, and she said, you know, is it enough that I just have positive energy enough? And she wanted feedback from people. And I responded and I said, you know, I think that she was asking if it's enough to make a difference in the world. And one of the things I notice is that just smiling, just being present when I cross paths with someone, pass somebody in the grocery store, whatever, looking at them and smiling makes all the difference in the world. Because, you know, we have our grocery list, or we have our to-dos when we're out running errands, or we're, you know, driving. It's like, it really shows up in driving, because most of the time people are thinking about where they want to be and where they're going, rather than being fully present where they are. And it's really easy to look at somebody and you're so in your thoughts that you're staring blankly at them, but you don't even, you see them, but you're not registering with them. And to be present and to smile can really make a huge difference. It's so simple. It's really, really very simple. And wow. People just light up. And what if we just walked around lighting each other up all the time, you know? That might create a change on the planet that is really needed. So financial completions are likely today. Money can go out unexpectedly. It's not the greatest day to go shopping because there can be a tendency to spend. And, you know, it's always good to have a second thought when doing that anyway. So I want to talk about something else for a minute, since I don't have any callers. If you are on my website, if you're not, you might want to go there. On the left-hand column at the bottom, I have a widget. and it's Beyond the Body, Stories from the Other Side. And in my work, I don't just work with this system, I'm also a medium. And so I've been telling my story of when I lost my son, and also stories that I've witnessed in serving people as a medium. And it's a blog that I just started at the end of June, I think. And I want to direct people's attention to that because it's a really powerful experience for me, and it's important to me. It's important to me because I feel like, and this is something that I've learned from the mystic science of the cards, is that we have a bank account when we're born into this life. And that bank account, it doesn't have money in it. It has something more valuable. It has time. We have time in our bank account. And how we use our time makes all the difference for us and our experiences while we're here. We don't know how much time we was put in our bank account. We don't. Nobody knows. And death isn't somebody you really negotiate with, because death has a schedule. So, and this is what's so profound for me about the science of the cards of the Magi. You know, this mystic science comes from the ancient order of the Magi. And the intention that we have with each day and the personal cards that we have for each day, the cards that manifest in our relationships with one another, all give us a lot of information about who we are, where we are, what's working with us, what will be most advantageous for us in the moment, you know, with the choices that we make, who the people are in our life, what the potential learning is, what they're mirroring back to us. It's endless. It's absolutely endless. So back to time and our bank account. When we have a greater understanding that each moment is filled with intention that's beyond our normal perception, unless we're really open and surrendered to ourself. I don't suggest surrendering to anyone else, because I really feel that our primary relationship is with ourself. And if we believe in God or a creator, that essence is part of our essential self and lives within us and part of that relationship. Because the perfect mirror that we have for ourselves is when we turn and look at ourselves to see who we are. A lot of times we have false images of who we are. And most of the time we gather those as we came along from the womb. How we choose to move through time, because I believe that this system reveals that time, it reveals the matrix of time. Time is fixed. I always, when I was younger, I thought time was linear and that it was moving. And so when I was in it, moving with it. How I see things now is that time is a structure. It's the fourth dimension. And we come into it and we move through it. this ancient science can show us where we came in. Because there are portals through which we come in. And that portal is defined by our birth card. And that birth card reveals the path that we move through time on or in, probably in, until we gain a greater perspective, and then we can look at it from the outside. So in the little card deck, all things are revealed. I said to somebody yesterday, he said to me, "It's all in the cards." I said, "Yep, it's all in the cards, baby." And he was like, "It's true, isn't it?" And it is true. So, again, if you're out there listening, I want to invite you to go to my website, starofthemagi.com, and I also want you to call in on 888-815-9756, sorry. So a lot of times people ask me about destiny. If we really have a destiny, and if we have a destiny, then how could we have free will? And I believe that the secret to manifestation, which I see as a co-creative venture, is when our destiny and our free will touch. You know, like Michelangelo's painting of the finger of God and the finger of man touching on the ceiling of the cathedral. I feel like that is when the truth of our life and the truth of our expression, the truth of who we are, manifests, when our destiny and our free will touch each other. You know, I took a workshop with somebody years ago, Della Reese, if you know who she is. She was a very famous jazz singer, and she was also the star of Touched by an Angel, the television show. And she has a church in L.A. I'm assuming she still has that church. I don't know. But I attended her church a few times with a friend of mine. And then we did a workshop with her, which was a woman's workshop. And this must have been, wow, like, I don't know, 12 years ago or something. And she said something in that workshop that was, it stuck with me all this time. And I'm not one to use the word God a lot because there are so many things hanging on that word and so many battles being fought over that word. But she said something. And she said, you know, when you desire something, when you really desire something, it's God wanting to give that thing to you. And so many times, I was in a conversation with somebody today, and every time she expressed something that she desired, I was doing a coaching call with somebody, she then, you know, met that with an argument why it couldn't happen. And I really honestly believe that we are the only ones that get in our way here. I think it was Joan Collins that said, life is a banquet and there are a lot of fools that are starving to death. And I think that there's some truth to that, that we limit ourselves by our beliefs. And one of the things I see in the deck of cards, and the reason that I do this show and I do the card of the day and the other things that I do, I'm just giving, is that each and every single card in the deck, from the Ace of Hearts through that suit to the Ace of Clubs, through that suit to the Ace of Diamonds, through that suit to the Ace of Spades, through that suit to the King of Spades, which is the final card in the deck, and then the Joker, who's above and beyond it all and holds the whole thing, is that each one has wisdom that it carries and reveals to us about our own personal journey from birth to death. And it also reveals the journey of humanity from beginning to end. And I don't know how many times humanity's, you know, been birthed and taken out. I don't even know if that's what's happened. You know, it's quite possible that this has happened over and over. Anything's possible here. You know, it's a pretty vague situation that we're in because we don't really know where we are. Which is why it's so important to touch our passion and feel the essence of our being. And it's one of the reasons I love this system so much, is because it's like Christmas, opening up a package for yourself or for your loved one or a friend or anybody, everybody, your pets, you know, knowing that the nature that is present is so powerful and such an incredible expression. You know, and there are so many ancient writings like the Vedas who talk about the different systems, this one being the middle, the heavenly realm being, you know, above us, and the underworld below us. And there are signs of all these things manifesting on this planet. There's signs of absolutely everything manifesting on this planet. And there, things are changing, like species are dying and new species are showing up. Everything is always shifting and evolving and changing here because we live in this biological cosmic environment. I just read this incredible article on Yahoo this morning about how Andromeda is a cannibal. That, you know, that galaxy is like eating stars and planets and things as it moves, and it's headed this way. I mean, it's going to be a long time before it gets here, apparently, but it's just like this wild cannibal in the cosmos. So I have a feeling that perhaps everything also is reflected in the cosmos, just as it is here. Just as it is in one tiny place on the planet. You know, when I lived in Kauai, whoa, we're talking about microcosm of the world on a little tiny island. And there was absolutely everything, from the serial killer to the Buddhist temple, which is the most unbelievable, incredible place. And the monks, and the Hawaiians, and their beautiful expressions, and love for the Aina, the land, and the kahunas, the magic. And then, you know, the people that tie their dog on a 3-foot chain and leave him there for days on end. It's all there, everything. And it's all everywhere. And maybe it's all inside of us as well. And when I look at the card deck, And I look at people, who they are and where they are and who they're sitting with and who they share a life path with and where they are in time. Wow, it's so amazing. Now the beauty is this is very, very easy to learn. And in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be starting to put some... I'm making a webinar series I did in January, February, March available on CDs with materials and things so people can really learn this and really get the mystic influences and wisdoms that are in the cards. Very easy for me to transfer that information and that energy. Okay. I have Anne on the line. Are you there, Anne?
Yes, I am.
Hello.
Hi, Sharon.
Okay. Okay, so I'm using Skype for the first time.
Uh-oh. Oh. I use Skype.
What?
I use Skype as well, but I am not on it now because it's been giving me a little trouble recently.
Oh, I don't want to hear that right now. Well, the radio station suggested that I try Skype because they really like using it better than the phone. So I said, okay. So I mean, he was sending me a message that you were there, so I was trying to figure out how to communicate with him. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Sharon.
Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. And so your birthday is June 28th?
That's right.
So you're the Two of Clubs.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're a Cancer.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're the Two of Clubs, Six of Clubs.
I'm the Two of Clubs, what?
And your planetary ruling card is the Six of Clubs.
Oh.
You've probably heard it's the Seven of Spades.
I've heard a few different things, to be honest with you.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm going to suggest that you explore it being the Six of Clubs, which
that
card would govern how you move through your life.
Okay.
Your nature is that of the Two of Clubs. How you move with that nature is really motivated by the energy of the Six of Clubs.
Yeah, I looked at my card, the Two of Clubs, and it was astoundingly accurate.
You looked at it on my website?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
I sure did.
So is this new to you? Are you new to this?
Let me put it to you this way. I'm not brand new to it, but I'm not really that educated at it either. I'm probably somewhere in between. I'm on a learning curve here.
Oh, cool.
But I'm really not familiar. I'm not familiar with the Six of Clubs at all.
Oh, so well, you can go back and read that after we get off the phone. That is the card of the messenger.
Oh, okay.
But this is not a card that rips through life, you know, being pulled by ambition or pushed by ambition.
Right.
It's an influence that's very, it can be slow moving, motivation comes in spurts. sometimes there's feelings that are similar to lethargy, but what that really is a call to come into your dreaming self and spend time with your intuition. You can read about it when we get off the phone. I think you'll find it interesting.
Well, listening to you right now is very, this is all very interesting, actually.
Oh, good. I think so, too.
No, even the little that you've just said is accurate. It's very accurate here. And
what I just said about the Six of Clubs?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I sometimes feel like, I am not driven at all by ambition. In fact, it's almost the opposite, yet I feel like I'm on a mission and need to, I feel driven. I feel very, very driven, but not in an ambitious way whatsoever. I'm just really sort of the opposite of it. I'm not exactly sure what drives me, to be honest. I just doing the right thing.
Well, you probably have a very unique perspective of things. And, yeah, you can have moments of feeling motivated. When you have those, when you feel motivated, mm-hmm. then you need to go with that. And when you don't, you need to go with that. It's so important to understand that with that card present the way it is. Because otherwise you can end up judging yourself, editing yourself. What am I doing? Why aren't I doing this? Why don't I feel motivated to do that? You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. And I'm constantly, I torture myself almost with it because I feel guilty when, and I feel as though I'm in some sort of state of inertia when I know that not something that I should necessarily be doing, but I feel as though if I put something on the back burner, even though I'm not really ready to deal with it, that's not right. So it's kind of reassuring to hear you tell me that trust my intuition. And I try to do that. I really do try to honor my intuition at all times, but, you know, it's just the guilt you grow up with, you know, it's always there.
Okay, so perfect. I'm so glad you said that because I want to tell you that this is the perfect day to put that guilt, just wad it up and toss it in the trash.
It's
completely
done that
useless.
It's totally useless. And you know
it's
what?
Totally yes.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say that most of the time it is in the trash. Yeah, but it's just one of those things that sometimes it can just kind of crawl back into your life when you're not paying attention and you have to catch yourself and kind of slap yourself and say, stop it, you know, just stop it.
Well, it's good that you do that, and you might want to empty the trash can. Just take it one step further. And
yeah.
See, it's real tricky for you because the Two of Clubs is a card of communication, conversation, cooperation. You like to connect and you like to communicate. However, your spirit card, which is who you are on the inside, is the Ace of Spades. And so that card also draws you in. You need time alone. You know, you need to... That card is happy when it's in charge of the program rather than you going along with other people. Not that you don't cooperate and don't want to cooperate, but when push comes to shove and we get down to the bottom line, it's like it's important for you to do things in the way that's important to you. Because when you do that, then you're tapping into the very essence of what it is that wants to express itself to you. You're like a magician inside. But if you get caught up in your head and being double club, it's very easy to overanalyze yourself. You could analyze yourself into, you know, a shoebox and wrap it up and tie it, and then you're in there going, how did I get in here? How did I get in here? Well, I'll tell you how you got in there. You analyze yourself nearly to death. You know, it's like the club suit represents the mental realm. And so to people that are born on those birthdays, thoughts are real objects. They're real things. I'm a double diamond. Thoughts aren't, they're, to me, they're just, you know, signals. Okay, let's go with this. For a person born in the heart suit, a thought leads them to feelings. They're going to feel. What did that thought feel like to me? What does that make me feel? What emotion does that stir in me? They have to go there first, you know. But for you, it's like thoughts are happening a lot.
Yep, yep. Hence the inertia, you know. It's
well,
it's
yeah,
paralyzing
and this,
sometimes.
Yes. So inertia. If you could maybe reframe the inertia as dream time.
Yeah.
Instead, when that feeling comes, you know, just take that as your cue that it's time to turn within. And do it. Just surrender to that and embrace it and be with it, because from there you'll be catapulted into action, but only when you let yourself go all the way to that zero point. It's like a wave curling into itself. Look at how, that's how the six is. Are you 54?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so Uranus is governing this year for you, which means there's a lot of change happening. And you have the Ace of Diamonds sitting in your house, so you're probably more motivated than usual.
Yep.
You want to do. It's a, and you got the. This is a good. And the Seven of Clubs. So you're refining how you use your mind and your thoughts this year. And when I say year, I mean birthday to birthday. So
okay.
This started in June for you. So it's like you're refining how you use your mind and how you use your thoughts, and you're getting rid of things that you no longer need, and making the way for new thought patterns to happen. A lot of change happening in that realm. Now you're sitting in the Saturn line, so you have to be disciplined. You have to be really disciplined right now. This is a year when you work, work, work.
Okay.
At your self-mastery. A lot of change of thinking, values, everything. Wow. A lot of changes, a lot of refinement, a lot of tuning into your spirit. And your spirit is the Ace of Spades, so you need to read about the Ace of Spades.
Okay.
I'm just going to quickly say one more thing. When you turned 52, you went into a 13-year cycle. And that cycle is governed by the Two of Spades, which is a very powerful card that can really pull forth your deepest desires of what your destiny is and give you a platform, a way to express those. And you really just have to commit to being the individual that you really are. Commit to your authenticity, whatever that is.
Yeah.
So
know,
it's a
Sharon,
little time of soul searching here.
You know, Sharon, every word you have said, everything, it's as if you've known me my whole life. You know, this is, I'm stunned. I'm glad I'm sitting down, because this is, you've hit the nail on the head here completely on every single level. and the part I'm a little concerned about is when you mentioned something about Saturn and having to be
disciplined.
Really disciplined, because I'm in my heart, I guess I know I need it, and I know that this is my time to catapult, and I need, I guess what I say I need and what I'm willing to do have been two different things up to this point, and it's I feel as though I'm running out of time, and I have to really become quite serious, and I feel as though I have a lot. I feel as though I have a lot of talents that have not been realized yet, not been developed.
And that's okay, and you can do that. And there's a reason that you're feeling that way. There's a lot of shifting going on inside of you right now.
And
so just observe what's happening. You know, if you send me an email, I'm going to tell everybody this right now. I have a special on my readings right now that I extended for people that was in August because I got a lot of emails, and it's $100 off a reading. And so if anybody that's listening, and you also, wants to do a reading, send me an email. My email address is right above my picture on my BBS page. And I will extend that. I'll send that link to you. Because, you know, with all that's going on with you, it would be perfect time to do that.
I know. And,
yeah. And, well, you know, there's so much more here that I'd love to tell you, and there are other people waiting on the line. So
I truly don't want to take up any more time. I want to give somebody else a chance.
No, and I know, and I'm glad that, you know, what I said could, resonated with you, because
it's scary. It resonated with me so much, but I'm very thrilled that you know, your words. It was actually very comforting. You know, it's very validating, because I don't think I could have described me any better. you've done it.
Well, I only just scratched the surface, darling.
I'm quite sure, and you have me quite intrigued, and I'm going to get in touch with you.
Okay.
I just want to thank you so much once again for...
You're very welcome.
...for taking the time.
And, yes, you're very welcome.
We will be in touch, Sharon.
Okay, Anne, thank you so much for calling.
You take care.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. So I am going to extend that offer to my listeners today. And if you want the email with the link to take advantage of that with a reading with me, then just send me an email to starofthemagi@earthlink.net, and I'll send you the link back. So now I am going to talk to Francis. Francis, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Francis.
Hi, how are you?
You're calling from Ontario.
Yes, I am.
And your birthday is August 3rd?
Yes.
The Ten of Diamonds.
Hmm.
Hmm, you didn't know that? Ooh, that's the blessed card, darling. Ten of Diamonds, Three of Clubs. So I hope you're expressing your creative nature.
I'm trying. A little bit of disturbances, but I'm trying.
Do you write?
I like poetry. I'm spending a lot of time writing things that are not a creative nature, actually, just something that I have to do legally and whatever.
But you do write poetry?
Mm-hmm.
Poetry is beautiful.
Yeah.
What do you do with that poetry?
Hide it away.
Uh-huh. Okay, so I'm getting a very strong message. And I have no idea how to direct you with this, except to tell you that I feel like there is a website somewhere where poets share. And are you connected to anything like that already?
Yes, I was, but I thought it was kind of a scam.
Well, no, you shouldn't do something that's going to cost you money or... This should
yeah,
be...
Yeah, it kind of was, yeah.
Okay.
It was
so,
a nice site, though.
Yeah, no. You need to find a community of poets.
Okay.
And I feel like that's not a bad idea for you in your physical life. You're in Ontario, right?
Right.
Ontario, Canada?
Yes.
Okay. So I don't know if they have meetup groups there, but here, if you go online and go to meetup.com, people form groups to gather together, people of like mind or like interests, everything from trying out new restaurants to sharing writing to dancing, all sorts of things. And yeah. I'm feeling very strongly that it would be really beneficial for you to do this because I feel like you're not just hiding your poetry.
I'm very shy.
I feel like you're hiding yourself. And your birthday
is one of
the brightest shining birthdays in the deck.
Oh, my.
Yes. So you're, you know.
Ooh.
Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, I'm getting a really strange feedback. It's okay. Let me just send Seth.
Pardon me?
No, when I was talking, it sounded like I was drowning or something. It's gone now.
Oh.
Listen, I'm surprised any of this works at all. So I feel like you need to get out of bed.
Does that have to do with me?
What?
The drowning?
The sound? No.
Uh-huh. No?
It has to do with the fact that, you know, I'm communicating through the internet, which is wireless, you know.
All right, okay. Okay.
And you're in Canada and I'm somewhere else. So I just want to look at something in your cards. Because looking at the cards for, are you 51?
Yes.
Okay. So this is a time, that's interesting, we've got all this Six of Clubs energy today. This is a time for you to really be with your creative self, be with your intuition, really get in touch with your intuition and do things that nurture that. I feel like it's important for you to be in nature and also important for you to extend yourself out a little bit with other groups of people that are of like mind.
Yes, I
and
don't go out much at all.
Not just, excuse me?
I don't go out much at all. I'm kind of, I have fears from childhood, and I'm getting stronger.
Okay, well, do you have a friend that you can go out with?
Yes.
Okay, fears from childhood. You've been here 51 years. We're going to talk about letting go of those fears from childhood because they're certainly not serving you.
No.
And you don't have to continue with them. You can, you know, just set them down by the curb. Let somebody come pick them up in one of those big trucks that goes to the dump. Just pack your fears in a bag. Listen to me. Write down every fear you have. Write each one on a piece of paper. Just tear up little pieces, tear up paper into pieces. Write down each and every fear that you have. Every one. And get yourself a little brown bag or a big bag, whatever it is you need, and put them in there. And take them outside on trash day and put them in the trash can before the trash man comes.
Okay, it's tonight. I'll do that.
Oh, God, is this perfection or what?
I have half of my garbage out.
You what?
Yeah. I have half of it out, the curb, right now. Just have to do the other half.
Well, see, you needed to talk to me first.
I think so.
Really, Francis? It's time, you know, your birthday was August. You just had your birthday.
Yep.
You've got cards that say, and I'll tell you when, you're going to want to be more social. I'll tell you if I can just find my chart. When you go into Venus, 11-15, November 15, when you go into your Venus cycle, you're going to want to get out and about and be with people. And it's your nature to be social.
Okay.
See, you have the opportunity right now to let go of all those old ways of thinking about yourself.
Okay.
And just find environments where you feel safe and secure.
Yeah. Where I'm living right now, there's a conflict happening, and my eldest daughter needs to stay with me, and I'm fighting with the people that are my landlords to have her on my lease, and I have this neighborhood, like, people that have grouped together to sort of complain about me and try to get me out of here, and I don't want anything to do with them. I just love my garden and my children. And
there's some place in you where you're feeling like a victim.
Yes.
Okay, so if you feel like a victim, you're going to draw that kind of conflict your way. So you need to get in touch with that and see what it is and put it in the bag.
Okay.
How long till the trash men come?
Tomorrow morning.
Okay, so you've got your homework for the night.
I do.
Because all those people, they're reflecting how you're in relationship with yourself.
Everything
is a reflection of how we're in relationship with ourselves. So you need to get jiggy with yourself here and really look at how you what you're thinking.
That's funny you say that. It's a cute little word. Get jiggy with it.
Yep, get jiggy with it, girlfriend. I have to let you go because I have to get off the air now. My 55 minutes is up. I want to thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you for talking. Yeah,
go on my website, read about the Ten of Diamonds and the Three of Clubs, okay?
Okay.
All right,
and I'll find your website. Where do I find your website?
It's on the radio page.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great night.
Thank you for calling. You too. I want to thank everybody for listening, and I want to thank BBS. I want to invite you to go to my website and explore. I have a lot of books on there, including the two I've written, that I suggest to people for different reasons. There's some on my homepage and some on my products page, and I also want to invite you to explore my blog. There's a widget for my blog on my homepage, Beyond the Body, Stories from the Other Side. And I wish you all love, and I'll be back here next week. Bye.